Hey everybody, this is Cameron. Just want to thank you for clicking on that link that you done clicked on to listen to this episode of the Dad Podcast. We had a really good time recording this one with our good buddy Jordan. Just wanted to say, after you listen to this one, you know, go ahead and tell someone about it. Tell your friends, tell a stranger that you've been trying to get to know better, because you'll have something in common then if you both listen to our program. And then after you're done with this episode, if you're looking for another podcast to listen to on your drive or to fill the void, go ahead and visit our buddies at Wax On Wax Lyrical. They're not the podcast you deserve, but they're the one you're stuck with. You can visit them on Twitter at Wax On Lyrical. There's some good baby boys over there, so tell them that the Dad Podcast sent you. And now, I hope you enjoy episode 10 of the Dad Podcast. Bye-bye.
So welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is Chad Hoy. This is your boy, Chad Hoy.
And I'm Cameron Weaver, and we didn't do the spoopy episode, did we?
No. Oh, I forgot.
So this is not a Halloween episode.
Yeah, this is just, we're hanging out with our good friend, Jordan, who you've heard a lot about.
Jordan Kenyon.
Hello, I'm Jordan Kenyon.
And we are at the, you guys are going to hear these little, like, noises when people set their drinks down.
Oh, are they?
Yep. But just know that we're all in the same room for the very first time of recording this podcast, so if we talk over each other, you can still hear the other person.
It's going to be a little crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe like just...
right now.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Just testing it out.
Guys, we've got great. So much to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Chad, the girl that you went on a date with, listen to the podcast.
Oh, shit. I wanted to talk about this. I'm so glad you addressed it right now in the beginning. Because I was... Yeah. Did I send... I sent you guys screenshots. No?
Yes.
Of the conversations?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all up to speed.
Yeah. So...
Yeah. You guys. Yeah. And the listeners. All 24 of them. We talked about your date.
Yeah.
Okay. But nothing past that.
We talked about the date, but nothing past that. I've talked about the past that with y'all.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So, we did the podcast, and I I shit-talked the whole date on the podcast, basically. And
yeah.
And, like, if anyone knows me, they know that's kind of how I process things.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to hate it. Before, I just have to hate things. I don't love things.
Right.
So it's not like I gotta hate it and talk shit about it and then decide if I really. No, I usually just anything, if I even like it a little bit, I just gotta shit talk at it, like completely out of me liking it.
You gotta act a little cynical toward everything.
I'm just a cynic. Yeah.
You're gonna have a great relationship with your future kids.
Yeah. I'm just gonna shit talk everything. Every accomplishment is not an accomplishment for me. Maybe
until
for you.
You've shit talked
it. talking about this, when you actually have kids, you remind me of someone who calls their son boy. And hits them. Call dinner supper. It's supper time.
What's wrong with calling it supper?
I thought you were gonna say what's wrong with hitting them.
Well, yeah, that too.
Well, yeah.
Supper is just a way of saying dinner. Supper is just earlier dinner.
I always hear dinner. Like, I never hear supper. Just say, and I think that's more like where you come from kind of thing. Like a soda pop kind of thing.
Yeah,
supper dinner.
Coke.
Yeah.
Does everyone call it Coke in Nashville?
They do. It's annoying.
Soda,
it's
Coke.
Horrible.
Because you're always like, what? Yeah, so like Coke. And they're like, what kind? And you're like, no.
You don't.
You said Coke. You said Coke. So I mean Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I want cocaine liquefied in a glass.
That's actually what old Coke was.
Yeah.
FF, fun fact.
Hashtag fun fact. That's the first fun fact from Jordan Kenyon, our special guest. Chad, before we get to Jordan, you can do it. Do it.
Yay!
Yeah, we're excited to have Jordan on here finally. But yeah, so after the podcast aired, like a little over a week ago... What happened?
Okay, so the podcast airs. I actually, I came back to Marion for like a night on a Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and that was 3 days after the podcast had aired. Mm-hmm. But literally, I think Monday night. So I use this like website that shows me who unfollows me.
Right.
So if it's someone who I'm following, I can unfollow them right. generally. But I saw I lost a follower probably 10 or 15 minutes after I like quoted the Dad Podcast Twitter on my Twitter because, okay, so she, oh God, I hope she doesn't listen to this one, but
maybe after the last one, she probably
she's
won't.
Like, maybe I'll give him another chance. And then she's immediately turning it off right now.
So we listen. So she followed the Dad Podcast on Twitter because I had like tweeted about it a couple times. And
I wonder if she binge listened only to be disappointed in the ninth episode.
I doubt it.
Yeah,
I doubt it. I think she listened to the newest.
Okay.
Because so I have to say this before I go on with the whole story.
Oh gosh.
She followed the Dad Podcast on Twitter.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, because we're about to tweet like we had recorded the dating episode. She followed the Dad Podcast, and I was like,
so that would be the first one that she would see.
Yeah, I did not. I didn't want her to see that tweet, so I blocked her from the Dad Podcast Twitter. But I unblocked her just so she wouldn't be following us anymore, because apparently that works.
Oh,
really?
If you block someone, they're no longer following you.
Fun fact number two.
Yeah, so that's a fun fact. So I was like, okay, we're good. She won't see the link. Maybe she won't think about listening to the podcast. Maybe she won't think about the Dad Podcast at all.
Uh-huh.
Until I quoted the Dad Podcast tweet, and then 10 or 15 minutes later, I saw, oh, I lost a follower. And then I went to that website and checked, and of course, it was her.
I wonder how far she got.
Oh, God.
Apparently not far. 10 or 15 minutes. It's not super far into a 45 to 50-minute episode.
That story, you can tell, didn't have a happy ending at the end of it, though, from the very beginning.
No. How many fucking... That story didn't have a happy ending. You can tell at the end of it from the very beginning. Is what you just said.
And I'm sober.
What cord?
Oh, is she chewing on it?
She's chewing on a cord.
Hi, Stella. Oh, man. You got your teeth all up.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, okay. I've got like three more of these. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I got to take... There's a tiny baby puppy running around, and she's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You can't do that, huh?
That's okay. It's still working.
Did she do good damage to it, though?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And that's... Oh, welcome back. We are back in action. Yeah, so we lost a follower.
Yeah.
And we're sorry. But we gained, like, five more.
Yeah, we've gained a few.
Did you guys? I can't say we. I'm not a part of it. Did you guys?
We did.
You're part of it today.
Oh, thank you.
One more thing.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Finished.
Wait,
yeah.
There's more?
Keep going.
No, yes, there's more.
Oh,
I am not done.
No.
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
go ahead then, buddy. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So, she unfollowed me. I noticed that. And then, a couple days later. So, I noticed that, and I'm like, I'm not going to say anything. Like,
right.
I'm not. Obviously, she knows how I feel.
I'm anxious right now.
So, she texts me. I should pull up the text.
Please do.
Might as well, man.
I mean,
this bridge is on fire. It's already, the steel beams have been melted.
Things have already gone this far. You might as well delve deeper in here.
We've already lost a listener forever. It's like
forever.
I talked about the thing where she texted me all the pictures and stuff. And, in the last episode.
Yeah.
But, so Thursday, 7:22. I just get into Marion. Me and my roommate Zach are going to TJ Maxx because I want to get socks.
As you do.
And I get this text. You should put my picture somewhere by your newest podcast. I should receive some credit in my moment of fame. And I sent a GIF.
No.
Of Ben Wyatt from Parks and Rec. Just like.
Oh.
Where he kind of. Because what do you say?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Was she joking?
Oh, shit.
It doesn't sound
mad or not, or like.
Yeah.
Passive aggressive, kind of like.
So I wasn't sure. And then. So I said the GIF, and then. Or GIF. I like to say GIF, but
I like
think
to
it's
say GIF.
GIF.
I say GIF.
It has a G in it, so you say it with a G.
GIF.
Yeah, like it's graphic, not giraffe.
But the guy who made it. Said GIF.
Well, the guy who made it can suck my jick.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so I send the gif, and then I say, I didn't say your name for a reason. I did say your name for a reason. I don't know. It was good content. Also, I wasn't sure you'd listen. That's a lie. I kind of knew she was going to listen.
Yeah.
Right. And then she said, thanks. Make sure you use a good one. And then in a separate text, not being spiteful, I legit want my photo up there somewhere. Go big or go home. Am I right?
No. I'm sorry. I'm not putting your picture or your name up at all.
I made the graphic. It's not going to happen. Okay. And she said, or I said, you say you're not being spiteful, but I feel a little spite. Haha. I mean, I just wasn't feeling it. You said you were neither. I was just being honest. She said, no, not spiteful at all. I may have been a bit last night when I was listening. In parentheses, when I unfollowed you. But I got through it. I never recall saying I wasn't feeling it. I had been genuinely interested in getting to know you, but I do appreciate your honesty.
I'm nervous. This is a nervous laugh. Seriously. I'm sorry.
I don't think I want to read this text. And then, well, I'll just read it. It's not anything like personal.
Right.
That's what I thought it was going to be. She said, I'm not afraid of people knowing it was me that you went on a date with because I'm learning not to care about others. Not to care what others think about me because all this shit around me is temporary. People can have their opinions about me, but I know what is real, and honestly, that's all that matters. And then I said,
that's good.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'm not uninterested in still getting to know you. It's just that when you don't feel it, you don't feel it. But I thought when I said the thing about not being sure about how I felt after the first date, and you said we were on the same page, that, like, that's what that meant.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she said, yeah, I get that. It's cool. And then, I haven't talked in a week. So.
All right. Yeah. So, I would just like to clarify, we didn't say names and we're not putting your picture up because, I mean, that's we want to respect that.
Yeah, also like, that. Yeah.
Like, I mean, no one knows who it is, really.
Yeah, I don't and think like, I understand names.
Yeah. No. So, like, it's okay. We're all good. It was just a story.
It was a story, yeah.
If you are listening, I'm very sorry if you felt attacked or offended in any way. But that is not our intention here at the Dad Podcast.
It was just, like I said, it was good content.
Yeah, I mean, it had to be, I mean, like you said, you had to process it. You had to talk about it.
And that's how I processed it, legitimately. Yeah. That's just.
I'm about to get into some real personal crap here in a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
Which will be good content. And I think it'll be fun.
Good.
But first, let's talk to our special guest. This is the boy we mentioned in every episode, our little baby boy friend.
I think literally every episode.
Every episode. It's been every episode,
and I really like the old one. I forget which episode it was, like the comment you made, like, if you don't mention me one time, I just kind of fade away into the dark.
And we don't want that to happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Jordan Kenyon is with us. We're actually in his home right now.
We are. It's great.
It is great. I just ate my weight in Little Caesars pizza, which is a big amount, hence the Dad Podcast. But Jordan, thanks for coming on, and thanks for always listening, and thanks for being our best friend for a very long time.
Hey, like, no
problem. It's pretty great.
Longer than we deserve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Feels like decades.
Actually, has it been?
Almost.
A decade is 10 years.
It's been about a decade.
So. Yeah, it's been longer than a decade. You and I.
Yeah. Right?
Half of a fifth of a decade.
Of a fifth of a decade.
For me.
For sure. Well, baby boy, you told me that you've got two truths and a lie for us. Hold on. You hear that music?
I do, actually.
It's funny because he doesn't.
I'm trying to play along.
All right, buddy. This is going to be hard because we know you pretty well, I feel like. But go ahead and lay on those two truths and a lie. What are you chewing on?
I'm
trying to put it in my beer.
Oh, okay.
So good Lord.
Well, you don't do that? I've done that every now and then.
My teeth super hard. Suck. It's aluminum.
My teeth suck already.
It's not like you're bending steel.
It's not
like
a metal
fucking Superman
thing.
Or
hard metal.
My teeth suck.
It's a little mine, but
anyway. Hell yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Two truths and a lie.
Two troops and loop.
What?
You heard me.
Did I?
Two tarps.
I know what I said.
And a LARP.
And a LARP.
Two tarps and a LARP.
Yep. Yeah. You ever LARP before?
It's my fun. Favorite Dan Harmon web series. Two tarps and a LARP. That sounds like something Dan Harmon would
probably.
Do.
Well, no, he actually has like a show about like him and his buddies playing D&D and animating it.
it. So
Harmon Quest. I want to see that.
But no.
Fun.
Yeah,
go ahead.
All right. There was one instance this past week. For those of you who don't know, I work over in Kokomo, over in Chrysler. And
shout out to Chrysler and Kokomo one time.
But there's this one guy. He's about like I want to say maybe he's like late 40s, like early 50s. Every time I work with him, he takes about like 25 minutes or so out of his time to go back to his phone and just look at it for the longest time.
Not even touch it?
Not even touch it. Just like looking at it.
And this is part of Two Truths and Lies.
Correct.
Okay.
Just looking at it. Well, every time I see that, I'm like, what is he doing over there? So I finally decide I'm going to go over there tonight, take a drink, and like all of a sudden, like, look over there. This man is just sitting there looking at 5 different auctions for old-timey clocks.
Oh.
Wow.
Much better than I thought it would be.
I thought it was going to be some
pornogs.
Yep.
That'd be funny, but no. Like old-timey just clocks. Watching it. Not like gigantic, like grandfather clocks, either, like old-timey, like armoire watch, like clocks.
Like Clockwork from Beauty and the Beast.
Kind of, yes.
Oh.
Cogsworth, I'm sorry.
Cogsworth, yes.
All you fanboys.
But like...
Better get that fucking clock's name right.
But no, it takes that much time out of his day to look at 5 to 6 different auctions online for old-timey clocks. The next one, I was trying to drive to work. I was late, I'll say that. Uh-huh.
Been there.
Yes. I was running late. Because like every morning on my morning shift, I wake up at 4 to get there and leave by 5. I wake up at 4:51.
Oh, boy.
I throw on clothes, and I'm rushing there. And as I'm waiting at a stoplight, I see some car Arjun, and they drive up to me. And I look over, and it was something like out of a movie. I look over, kid in a car seat, flips me off.
No!
Yes. It was, I had to like double take what happened there. I'm like, what the hell just happened here?
That's hilarious.
It just drove off. I'm like...
The kid was driving too.
That would make things more.
I'm calling that one as the lie.
a lot more interesting. No,
all right.
In the back seat.
Okay.
So back seat.
We've got one super detailed one. The second one is just nothing short of a really hilarious miracle. What's the third one?
Third one, I was with my dog the other day.
Shout out to Stella 3 times. Thank you.
And usually she's a puppy, only 2 months old, and so because of that, I had to take her out all the time. Well, she decided that she was going to hold in all of her stuff.
Oh no!
For the longest time, so every time I took her out, she would just go out and play all the time.
Uh huh.
So I'm like, all right, fine, I'm just keep bringing her in, out, in, out, in, out. I finally bring her out, and she looks at me like you know how you could tell a dog is like holding things and like starts to shake a little bit.
Yes,
that's what she was doing.
Oh no!
But she was still going around and playing around. So I'm sitting there waiting. She finally comes up to me, and I'm like, "Oh, okay, you done? Are you?" I look down, and she pees and poops on my feet.
Wow,
that's
on
love,
my feet, right?
Yeah,
a little.
And some people are into that. All 3 of those things.
Like people peeing pooping on them or dogs being pooping on them? Because I...
Both.
Yeah. I've heard of the first part, but not
at the same time.
Oh gosh, at the same time.
Called a...
please figure out a name for this.
Golden mudslide adoption. A golden mudslide pound.
Golden mudslide.
Golden mudslide.
There
you
go.
That's way better.
Yeah,
a golden mudslide.
There we go.
So gross.
Chad, what is the lie?
What is the lie? Your dog didn't shit on your feet, dude.
No, dude, I think that one's true.
Really?
You know what I want to call a lie and I'm disappointed in myself?
Second one.
Yeah. I want that to be true, but I think that's the lie. What are you saying? What are you locking in?
You already talked me out of what I was going to lock into.
Well, we can have different answers, Chad, so then one of us is right. Hopefully.
So we have a 66% chance of getting it.
We have a third of a fifth chance of getting this one right.
All right, I think it was the first one.
The first one?
The first one?
I'm locking in on it. Yeah.
First one's a lie.
I'm
locking in on number one.
Cameron's right.
Yay!
I knew it was number
one. Man, that would have been so good.
The kid did not flip me off. There, like, I was running late, and there was a kid in the backseat, and I was like, one of those things where like, I was wishing, like,
yeah.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it. I want it to be like a movie kind of thing, like to see it happen, but yeah. It didn't happen. But no, the guy really does take 20 to 25 minutes out of his work times to go over and watch old-timey clock auctions. Like, it's not even like
old-timey clock
auctions. Oh, I almost got there. You got there just a second before me. I was like,
I thought of it, and I was like, can I do this? Can I just make the joke? Yeah. Should I cut Jordan off? And I did.
And I almost did it, too.
It's not even stuff on the home shopping networks or anything like that, like actual video. It's like eBay auctions.
so there's no action on the screen, right?
Right? It's just like, he's just watching it. And like every now and then, beep. Like refreshing it. It's like watching. I'm like, nothing happens until you press the button.
He's in a bid war. He's probably in a bid war.
There you go. But five to six, though?
I wonder how much of his money he spends on this.
Every single day, he's like this.
What if he has a room in his house where...
Oh, like, that's creepy.
It's just all clogs.
When he has the cat ones? Oh, no. Never mind. Old-timey.
That's kind of like your grandma, though. Like, with the dolls? The dolls.
What if you walked into a room and it was all clogs and they're all set at the same time? So every hour on the hour, if you were in there, you were deafened? Just a whole bunch of different cuckoo clocks shoot out like.
My mom loves grandfather clocks, right? So like,
really?
Growing up, is there a problem with it?
I didn't know.
You have a problem with my mom's hobbies? Huh?
No, okay, never. It's fine. I just like.
Really?
I just find different like collections that are like odd. Like I don't know. I like it, but
she doesn't collect them, but she's always wanted one.
Gotcha. My grandma had the same thing, like with statues, like with glass statues of Elvis. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, that's much worse. That well,
I'm
weird.
Not even kidding you.
That's very different.
She had
but it is very funny.
She had a cabinet dedicated to nothing but glass statues of different statues of Elvis.
Fun.
Did she ever make them do the nativity scene at Christmas?
I wish. Oh.
Could you imagine all of them being the newborn king?
That's good.
Thank you.
I loved her to death, but like she had that statue and that entertainment center statue for that. But then she had a gigantic picture of Jesus in her middle room.
That's beautiful.
Just like arm folded down there.
When people
did he look at the Elvi? All the Elvi dolls?
Elvi.
Is that how you do that, plural?
Elvi.
Elvis? I don't know.
Elvi is my favorite brand of jeans.
I'm also is Ligdexic.
I'm sorry. You were talking about your mom collecting grandpa. Yeah. Like, when to, like, had a collection of grandpa. Like,
yeah.
Also,
yeah.
Can I just think of... when you're talking about Elvis being the newborn king, I had this scene in my head of, like, the lady who touched Jesus' cloth.
Yeah.
And he's like, now go and sin no more. You know, like, I imagine that happening with Elvis, and he's like, now go and sin no more, baby.
Get on out of here.
I'm a hound dog. Elvis.
You know what they added the Last Supper?
I cannot
supper?
Do Elvis.
A peanut butter and banana sandwich. The Last Supper.
Thank you very much, baby.
This banana represents my body.
She's like, there's so much head gyration going on
there
here.
For those of you listening at home, look at this.
We like, talk like Elvis.
Yeah, it's like two bobbleheads, like talking about Elvis.
I hope I get to just a level of infamy where I get a bobblehead named or like made after me. That'd be great.
Yeah.
What do I have to do? Be in sports or be a president?
Sports guy.
Oh, well, F that.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to be in sports anytime soon.
Mm-mm.
Ouch. But,
I mean,
unless
me
pizza eating's a sport.
Well, hot dog
kinda.
Is, so.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I don't like to mix work with pleasure.
You can go.
Holy shit. That's good.
Oh,
that's
good. Speaking of pleasure, I showed Cameron this.
I love speaking about this.
Pleasure. I'm sorry, not that.
Speaking of pleasure.
That,
speaking of pleasure, welcome
that was a
to
bad
part
segue.
Two of the Dad Podcast.
But no, I think it's like a throwback to like episode 2 or whatever, and Cameron was talking about like talking dirty to his food, and
yeah.
You were like no to that.
Yeah, no,
I saw a commercial about a month ago or so. I forgot to send it to you guys. It was the brand of food.
I have no idea.
It was like TV dinner kind of things, but like small like more like smart food
Lunchables.
Or like
frozen dinners, but for adults.
But yeah. I forget, like, what the brand was. But the whole brand was talking dirty your food. He was, like sitting there, like, stirring the food. He was like, oh, yeah, you're a dirty little thing right there. Say my name. And smacks it with his fork.
He spanks and some, his food.
And Christ. Some guy just kind of behind him goes, did you really just spank your lunch? Got like, yes. He's like, nice.
Yeah. And the tagline,
The tagline was, food, you want a fork.
And I loved every part of it.
You've seen that commercial?
I showed it on my phone.
Oh.
I'll have to show it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll have to show it to you.
Because I relate.
That's really forked up, dude.
Anyway. Hey. We got away from...
You know when people say, this is a fallacy?
Yeah.
Do they... Is that supposed to mean that's a dick move?
That actually... Okay.
Everybody suck. Everybody knows what fallacy is. All right, we know. We know what you're saying.
Do we? Please explain. No.
Buckingham Phallus.
Maybe though, yeah. Buckingham Phallus. That's
funny. All right, anyway. Your mom likes your mom, grandfather's
So speaking
clocks.
Of a room with a bunch of clocks and when it strikes the hour, it deafens you. My mom always wanted a grandfather clock, and she finally got a grandfather clock around 8th or 9th grade. And
very specific time.
It was loud.
Yeah.
And that shit would ring like if I'm downstairs getting food in the middle of the night, it felt like every time.
Yeah.
It would ding and just scare the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. Every time. Like
was it one of those that went through the whole routine like the bing bong bing bong.
Oh gosh.
Bong bing bong. RIP bing bong.
And then it strikes that many times
in
the hour.
So at midnight it's like bong.
12 fucking times.
Yeah. How in the hell do you sleep through that? Like
well, I mean, it's loud downstairs. It was fine upstairs.
Oh, downstairs. I got
also, yeah, we did live in a mansion, so.
Oh, that's
no,
cool.
We didn't.
I feel like in the mansion it would echo more then, too.
Yeah.
You need a grandfather clock in the mansion, though.
But that's really all. That was just...
Okay.
Okay, we gotta take a break, because I gotta pee.
Okay, go ahead and pee.
Real bad. Oh, my God.
Every time I pee, Chad ends up, like, talking about his stand-up or something.
Yep.
So I'm just gonna leave this... I'm going to leave this running. I'm going to talk to you for a second, Jordan.
Sounds good.
Jordan, so this next segment that I want to do...
Oh, gosh.
This next segment I want to do is earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
I was... So this was last Friday. I was a little tipsy.
Of course.
And I signed up to Reddit, and I got a Reddit.
Did you now?
Yeah, and it's still overwhelming. I don't really know how to work it, but I did find... Reddit roast me.
Oh, gosh.
So, that's hilarious. So, for those of you listening at home who don't know what r/roast me is, people take pictures of themselves and write out roast me on it. And then you upload your picture. And so, like, you also give a couple of, like, descriptive things about, like, that aren't physical to give these people ammunition. And then people write in the comments roasts.
And you do that for yourself?
Hell yeah, baby boys!
God. I keep seeing these online. Oh, that's great.
So, I submitted a picture to r/roast me, Chad.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, that's all you missed while you peed.
Did they roast you?
Oh, yeah. So, I'm going to show you guys the picture, and then I'm going to put this up on our Twitter here in a second. So, like, when you guys are listening, you can...
Holy shit.
You can pause the video and go to our Twitter and look at this picture. So, to describe it...
You should have been holding Mika.
I should have been. I was a little tipsy. I'm wearing a black snapback hat that I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing just a plain blue shirt. It's a mirror selfie. I've got a real dumb grin on my face. And I, if you haven't seen me yet, you'll find out I have a beard, quote unquote.
Very scruffy.
It's shitty.
Very scruffy.
So
patchy a little bit.
Yeah. So, that's the picture. And then this is the caption I used. And I'm just going to say it, rip the Band-Aid off, because I'm giving out a lot of personal information. I'm fine about it. This is why I did it, because we can all laugh about it. So don't feel uncomfortable during this next segment. But I captioned it, 2-time college dropout, and my fiance cheated on me. Do your worst.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And now I'm going to read you my favorite comments.
I'm so excited right now.
How many people like roasted you?
15.
Okay.
I'm gonna, yeah, it's not really bad.
I was thinking it'd be like hella.
Wouldn't
like,
it be? Yeah.
You said you did this Friday, right?
I did this on Friday.
On last Friday. Okay.
Yeah. So this is like about a week like
almost a week.
I got like most of the roast within 2 days, but like they keep rolling in a little bit. So your t-shirt should read, "Oh, that's okay."
How are you supposed to take that?
I think that's funny. That's a good one. But I just started with that one.
I don't really get that.
Because it's like, she cheated on me in the face I'm making in the video and how I look as a person.
Oh, you cheated on me? Oh, that's okay.
Basically, and you'll hear it in another comment here, they're basically calling me a cuck. So,
yes.
Someone goes, "I can't tell if that wispy thing is a beard or if you've been attacked by a crayon."
Oh my gosh.
"There's more to music than nu metal and stuff where people scream."
Which is funny because that's not even close, but it's okay.
So, this one guy says, "I bet you vape." Which is funny because I don't, but it's funny because I look like I would.
Oh.
No, I would not. I don't. Nah.
But if you were to do anything, you would vape.
Apparently, there's a lot of maintenance to go along with that.
Like, I saw a GIF today of a dude's e-cig blowing up in his pants. Like in his pocket. It's awesome.
Hey, baby, is that an e-cig, or are you just happy to see me?
Oh, shit, I'm on fire!
Connor and Brady, my cousins, they both vape.
Uh-huh.
And I sit on the other side of the room. I watch them work everything. They're like cotton and the coils, and they gotta like make sure. Oh, you gotta make sure there's no more cotton in here.
Yeah,
it's stupid. Like, I'm sorry, babe. I don't like
dumbasses. It's like every dumb kid that's in chemistry for the first time is like, "Oh, we're going to blow shit up, right?" And then she's like, "Actually, you're going to do some organic chemistry and you're going to figure out how these molecules all go together." And then they're like, "What the fuck's a valence electron, dog?"
Like, growing up, you have a lot like the chemistry set for kids.
Yeah.
You just go into a vape store. It's like chemistry set for douchebags. Like,
oh, man.
I'm sorry if you vape. That's so
funny. No, I'm not sorry if you vape. You fucking deserve this.
I think Science for Dumbasses is going to be the episode.
I like that.
It's really good.
So I got a couple more. Just two more. This one also implies that I'm a cuck.
It's just a funny word.
It is. "Don't know about cheating. From the look of you, I'd say that's playing by the rules."
Roast.
That was good. And then this one has the most upvotes right now. From a user named Autistic Anal.
Of course.
"It's funny because you and your fiance both dropped out of something, but unlike you, your fiance made the right decision."
Holy
shit.
That
is the roast of Cameron Weaver.
That was
wow.
Oh man.
That's funny.
I read these driving up from Nashville. And I about swerved off the road on that, "You look like you're playing by the rules."
But not because it was funny, because it hurt. Because
I was crying and I wanted to kill myself.
It hurt you deeply, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to die. So, I'm just kidding. Suicide jokes aren't funny. Period. Anyway.
You just made them.
That's funny. That's
so
funny, though.
I'm up, yeah, so that was fun. So I'm uploading my roast picture to the Twitter right now so you can see it. If you want to join in on the fun, use hashtag roastmydadbod and tell us your response. Roast me.
That's good. Can I roast you from my personal Twitter?
Yeah, you can roast me. You can roast me right now if you want, if you have one, or if you want to take some time and think about it.
No, I want to look at that picture and just really mull it over.
Okay, so there's the picture. Go find it.
Oh, I'm going to think about it.
Okay, that's fine. So, yeah, that was... That was one of those weird obtrusive thoughts where I was like, I'm going to do something where I live for the podcast. Put myself in a situation for content.
That's so funny, though.
I need to do that.
I'm bleeding for you guys.
I want to get roasted, but I just want people to, like, roast me creatively. I want them to just be like, "You're fat." I'm like, I know I'm fat. I have a dad. I have a podcast called The Dad Podcast.
That's why I added the thing about me being a college dropout.
That's actually one of my favorite episodes of American Dad. Is like it's like Roger's birthday, and he requests that he wants to be roasted.
I still think that'd be a blast of a birthday.
Oh yeah, but the funny thing is he doesn't know what a roast means. It's the same always terrible thing, and he decides that he wants to kill everybody because of it.
Yeah, I feel like that may have that's probably happened some time before.
Maybe
to somebody, but
like to Michael Scott in The Office.
Oh yeah,
that's a good episode. It's one of my favorite episodes.
Man, so we've referenced The Office. Jordan is actually here.
Yeah, we've
that's
done it
two
all.
Things. That's my list.
By the way, speaking of The Office, people at Chrysler have completely destroyed The Office for me.
No, why?
Because this was for a good cause, I have to say. Every year, different executives for Chrysler, like for our plant, they team up with the United Way.
Cool.
Like the United Way is like we're big like with them.
Okay.
And it just so happens that our plant manager there, his daughter is autistic.
Uh-huh.
And so holy shit, are you
I'm sorry, I thought of autistic anal when you said that's the only reason I laughed.
I saw you, I knew that went through your mind, and then I laughed at you laughing.
I'm so sorry.
Autism is not funny.
It's not.
I mean, everything is funny, but we weren't and laughing at autism.
I was laughing. It just took me by surprise, and I thought of the user that roasted the shit out of
Kevin. That guy's right. The asshole.
True.
Because his username is autistic anal.
That's a good username.
But no, like,
sorry.
You're fine.
Go on.
You're fine.
Please.
My plant manager's daughter has autism. And he's always like the guy in charge for this.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, whenever we team up, they make a video with the executives. Last year was absolutely terrible, and they tried to teach him to do the whip and nay nay.
No.
And it was absolutely horrible. It was so.
Is he white?
Yes.
No.
I'm not kidding. He's white, bald, and he looks like a combination between. His name escapes me. The guy from House of Cards.
Walter White.
Kevin Spacey.
Uh-huh.
He looks like a mixture.
Walter White.
He looks like a mixture of Kevin Spacey and the bashful buzzard from Looney Tunes.
That's a very specific look, but it paints a picture.
Right?
That's a great description.
But like, so like, they tried to do them that, but this year, him and then our president of the union, and a bunch of other people decided that they were going to spoof The Office.
No.
For their United Way video. And it was so good. And absolutely, like, I'm sitting there, like, cringing. Like, this is terrible. And our president, and our union president decides that he's gonna be Michael Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going anywhere in the story. I'm just saying it's terrible.
Yeah, you know what? Like, cringy, right?
Yeah, very cringy.
Can we all take a moment of silence for our younger selves who loved Dane Cook?
You never did?
You did too.
I'm yeah, come on.
Yeah!
Come on.
I'm just kidding.
That's a good two truths and a lie. I never was into Dane Cook.
right away. Bullshit.
It's fucking everybody was. Like,
Dane Cook was the guy who made me cuss for the first time.
He did great.
I liked
you have
him.
To quote him.
I liked him just because he was so mobile when not. And Family Guy makes a good joke about that. Like, when they talk about it, he's always moving around, like, wacky movements.
He's
and whatnot.
ADD in a person. He's a person. If ADD was
ADHD?
A person, it's Dane Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if a person has ADHD, then they're a lot like Dane Cook.
Yeah, they are.
I remember.
I learned a lot about sex from Dane Cook. I'm just kidding.
I learned that sometimes guys get blowjobs in cars. That still hasn't happened for me, so I don't think.
Nope.
You're a handle. You remember that Dane Cook joke?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no.
That was dangerously close, though, to Bill Cosby.
No. I had my mouth full. We're a handle.
Rudy.
That is not what... No. Everyone thinks...
Let
no.
us know in the comments down below if you think Bill Cosby sounds like he has a dick in his mouth at all times. What's he going to do? Is he going to find me? Is he going to listen to this? Is he going to find me?
Yeah,
is he going to tell me to cut my hair again?
That's actually what, that's actually what his glass eye is. He's like searching for you right now.
He might put the Quaaludes in you.
Like a G.I. Joe.
And then something else.
Like a G.I. Joe villain.
Let's see, are you chocolate in your mouth?
Jesus Christ. Okay, let's... Sorry, Jesus. Okay, let's...
That was like a pause for Dane Cook there, so...
Yeah, pour one out for Dane Cook.
I always liked the...
What do you think he's doing right now?
I liked the cocaine? Kool-Aid one, maybe.
I like the Kool-Aid one.
The Kool-Aid Man one is the one that has stuck with me throughout the years.
I always remember the B&E. Breaking and entering.
Yes.
Oh, that was a good one. Just open one thing?
You know, yeah.
Yes.
To be honest, though,
Charmanis.
I would listen to him because, like, that shaped me as a person.
That sadly.
I would watch Vicious Circle and I would laugh right now.
Vicious Circle.
I never watched Vicious. No, I never liked that one.
That was actually my favorite of his.
The one that I watched was his earlier stuff that I got really into when I was like 12, 13.
Is this the Super Finger?
Yes, the Stufi.
The Stufi. That's a shocker.
Wait, what did you do?
Never mind.
This is the soup. It's very close to the shocker.
Oh, here it is.
That's just.
No, this is it.
This is three fingers up.
No, the two middle, the ring finger and the middle finger.
That's right.
No, you have it wrong.
This is hard.
Oh, that's there it. That's is. It. There this is go. Great for podcasts.
For everyone at home.
We're just literally holding all our hands up to each other and putting different fingers down.
Different finger combinations up.
Until we get it right. And there are a lot of there's a lot of sexual motions happening.
Have you ever done the thing where you put your hands and you make a V and then you have someone else make their hands, the both their hands?
Yeah.
And then you open them? That's funny.
It looks like a vagina.
Yeah.
And then your third friend sneaks his penis in between both your hands and then you're like, him. Kyle, what the fuck?
I know you chose the name Kyle for a reason.
No, that's never happened, but I wish it did, honestly, just because that would have been funny.
Kyle Anderson's just always, and I can say this because he'll never listen to this.
I've seen his dick way too many times.
Because he's an asshole. An asshole who I have an affinity for.
Yeah,
I like it.
It's interesting.
Definitely an asshole.
I know how girls feel like now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, gosh.
Not towards Kyle, just girls in general.
Is that he'll...
Friend zone is real.
He's just always been like super secretly gay.
Kyle?
I think he's secretly gay.
I think he's just super in touch with his dick.
No,
Fourth of July we were playing blackjack.
He's always being gay.
He literally pulled his penis out under the table and then stretched it so that the head was sitting on our kitchen table. And he goes, "Hey Cam." And I look over, there's this freaking penis head sitting on our table. I'm like, Kyle, I eat spaghetti there sometimes.
Sometimes.
Oh, gosh.
Not anymore.
I still do. I've cleaned the table since.
Oh, that have you?
Yeah. That area of the table has been sterilized thoroughly.
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 Anyway, I'm sure Austin really enjoyed that part of the podcast.
Yeah, I don't think he knows that Kyle did that until like right now.
Well, guess what?
No, I meant like just most of that conversation about Kyle.
Oh, yeah. That'll be funny. Man,
shout out to Austin.
Shout out to Austin. And also shout out to the guy who usually sends us.
Yeah, we've got no hate mail.
No hate mail two weeks in a row.
No mail
at all.
Oh, gosh.
I'm really upset.
Yeah, and I explicitly asked for people to tell me how big of a piece of shit I am.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. So
I can tell you. Like,
tell me.
6 foot piece of shit.
6 foot one.
Mm. Well, 1 inch of you is good.
Oh, okay. Do the math. 16. How many inches? 72, 73 inches tall?
1/5 of a foot. Half of a fifth's foot.
What's 1 divided by 73?
Why?
What?
73 inches.
Oh.
0.013% of me is not a piece of shit.
That's how much I make per stream on Spotify.
Really?
Really?
It's actually 0.003.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I make 1/3 of a penny per full stream. That's just how Spotify works.
Horrible.
Spotify's the worst, I think, in the world.
I mean, but I freaking love it.
To be honest, I only made Spotify just so I could listen to the Stranger Things soundtrack before they made it available on iTunes. Just to be honest,
You didn't have Spotify until recently?
Oh yeah, just,
Actually, he buys his music.
It wasn't even just to like listen to it. It was just because Lakeshore Records said that they were going to bring out information about the vinyl release through their Spotify. Like, oh, I gotta get a Spotify now. That was the only reason I got a Spotify.
And we did get the soundtrack to Stranger Things.
So did I.
$3,000 for every million plays.
Yeah, and none of my songs have gotten over 1,000 yet. So, like, when you go to my page...
Well, maybe they will now.
When you go to my page, I want that so bad. Right? If you guys would just... If all 20 of you would go tell one friend each, that's 200 friends. No, that's not right.
Your math.
That's literally just 40.
I think you just like put a random number there.
Guys, I dropped out of college twice.
I'm surprised you even know how many times, because you can't really count that high.
That's true.
Hey, he's not usually bad at math, though. I was the one that dropped out of Algebra 2 like 2 weeks before.
I took Algebra 2 twice, and the second time I was in it with him.
And
that's funny.
I'm probably the reason you didn't graduate on time.
No, there were a lot of reasons why I didn't graduate on time. Well, I did graduate on time. I graduated.
No. This is the second time you've said poon on this podcast, and I don't love it.
I'm continuing this trend.
No, there were a lot of reasons.
Jordan wanted to stay in high school longer because he wanted to get poon from them underage girls longer, my dude. Give me a fucking high five on that shit,
I'm just going to go out, like, put my index finger right in the middle of your palm, like, boom. Like,
thanks. I'm joking.
Like a tiny little high five.
I'm joking. We don't condone that podcast.
Tinylittlehighfive.com. Is our sponsor of this this week's episode.
More than anything, I was making a reference to the... Is it Dazed and Confused?
Dazed and Confused, yeah.
Where he's like, I keep getting older, they stay the same age.
Yes,
they do.
That's
yes,
my best McConaughey impression. Yes, they do.
Here's my best McConaughey impression. Diarrhea. It's not good.
Don't you wish you were driving in a nice Lincoln there? I'm slowly bringing my fingers out that. Right there. Wouldn't you like to be driving a Lincoln? Hey. Yes, you would.
In all seriousness, those guys, he got in a car wreck.
Did he?
Yeah. Did you not hear about this?
McConaughey?
When?
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. He got McConaughey, my mom calls him.
McConaughey.
I don't love that when she says that.
McConaughey, flash your
teeth. Yeah. No.
Bringing that story back.
Matthew McConaughey was in a car wreck.
When?
Like, he was okay. Just a couple of days ago. It was really bad. Like, he gets in this car wreck and, like, half of his body is, like, just bleeding and smashed and, like, burned.
Ooh, the old Paul Walker.
Yeah. But now he's just all right. All right.
You're trying so hard. Like,
are you lying? Please so help. You could say that? Did you just lie so you can make that shitty joke?
I didn't hear the joke. What did you say?
You're joking.
The left side of his body was burned, but now he's all right.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Oh.
What? He really got in a car wreck, though?
No.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Get with the times.
I've only had two, I swear.
I'm on number four.
I'm on zero.
This is a very inverse episode.
Inverse, that's a math term, isn't it?
No.
I think so.
Inverse?
A little. Here and there.
It's, cosine it's... is, I know that.
Well.
Right?
Cosine is the only thing I've seen in math, because I have not seen a cosine in real life.
Let's cosine a Lincoln together.
Nope.
Okay.
You should, because I'm not in sight.
Matthew McConaughey...
Car driving me? Is it me driving the car? No one knows.
I love this.
Why do you do this with
because
your
that's he does in the commercials. Like he
puts
while he's driving, you just
index.
See him. You're just like, yeah.
Oh yeah, he does do that. Okay, yeah.
Do you ever do that when you get something sticky on your fingers?
Nope.
How often do you get something sticky on your fingers?
Never.
Let's talk about this.
Why?
Not very often.
No, it's like
sometimes I glue stuff at work.
Were you that kid who would like glue your palms and then peel it off later?
Not at school though.
Gross.
What
at home?
What were you doing?
You'd be like your mom. You'd be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna peel that shit off your mom. Yeah, Chad, like, what are you doing? Nothing, mom. Hold on, don't come in.
It makes your skin really soft.
That's really
weird.
Glue does.
If you like put glue and horses? Then you rub it until it like rubs away.
Oh, that's why horses are soft.
I loved doing that, dude. I mean, I didn't do it all the time, but like, I definitely did it.
To be honest, I was completely mortified the day I learned that glue is made out of horses.
I didn't believe it when I first heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, yeah.
It's like their hooves or whatever.
Off to the glue factory.
It's like their hooves, though. It's not like horses.
Still, though, you're cutting off their hooves.
I mean, parts of the horse do go to glue.
It's fine.
But they kill horses specifically to make glue.
Oh.
Like pigs make bacon.
I mean, like, I eat
veal.
Well,
that I don't really
whatever.
Veal? That's goat.
I mean,
no, that's not
what?
Goat.
What? No! No, I did it! Oh, no!
Edit.
I'm just putting a beep over it. It's staying in, but there's a beep now. And then everyone has to figure out what word he could have possibly said that actually constituted...
That's the
constituted,
one word
that's
we
the
can't
one
say on this podcast.
Word that just flew out that I had to put a beep over.
I said, I'm so used to...
I'm putting a mark in the edit notes to make sure I do that.
Whoops.
I'm sorry. Veal is not goat. That is... what
baby cow.
Mermaid.
Baby cow.
Baby mermaids.
Venison is deer. Veal is baby cow. I don't know what horse meat's called. I think it's just fucking horse meat.
I think it's horse meat, yeah.
Yeah.
On the package,
what
is
goat,
fucking
though?
Horse meat.
Gyro. Gyro.
You know, that's land.
That's land. What is goat then? Does goat have a name?
Goat's just goat.
I call it goat.
I call it goat meat. Yeah, it's just goat. I don't know what horse is called. Siri, what's horse meat called?
Let me check that.
Horse meat.
Here's what I found on the web.
Horse beef. That's all she.
I like how you're how your Siri is British.
Mine's Australian.
Same here.
She's Australian. I thought.
Guys,
that's British.
Are you sure?
Ours sound different.
Hey Siri, what's my name?
You're Cameron, but you asked me to call you Bizquick McNasty.
Yeah, I did.
Right. Wait.
Siri, what's my name?
You're Jordan, but since we're friends, I get to call you Don Francisco.
Yeah.
Born with word reference. Love it.
Siri, what's my name?
You're Chad, but you asked me to call you Chaddy Daddy.
I'm so glad we all have different names first.
She called me Poonslayer for a long time.
Three times.
Third time's a charm, yeah.
Oh, I said Poon. Okay, I was like...
Four.
I was like, what? Did I play that for you three times? Is that... But she called me... No, she didn't call me Poonslayer. She called me Pussy Destroyer. For a solid year or so. But I...
I can't even say it like she decided to.
One day I asked
she
a question.
Did it,
no,
swear.
This is funny.
I'm going on, go on.
One day I asked a question at Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Siri, no. I was like, me and my dad are in like... We getting these...
She
sorry,
just gave up.
Me and my dad getting these like... My dad loves being right, and so like my whole life I wanted to prove him wrong, and so every now and then I get him in a spot and I'm like, no, Dad, you're fucking wrong. Like, yeah. No, I know this for a fact. You're wrong, and it was one of those times. And is the mic on mute?
No.
Oh, what's the red light?
That means it's on. If it was flashing, it would be muted.
Okay, I was like, have we done this whole episode? Okay. Anyway, so. So it's Thanksgiving and like we're at the dinner table and like me and my dad have garnered some attention because we're arguing, like in a playful way, yeah. But like, yeah. You know, but
in
we
a
are
cats in the cradle way,
not like
are
arguing,
blue,
not like your normal family argument where everybody is like screaming.
Yeah.
I missed that. What?
He's like cats in the cradle. I said, are you a little boy blue and he's the man in the moon?
A little bit.
When you coming home, Dad? I don't know when.
Are you eating Thanksgiving dinner with the silver spoons?
Can I continue this?
Yeah. I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, I hate you guys so much.
So you're like a father and a dad.
Stop. So it's Thanksgiving and we're in this little argument thing. It's whatever. And then I say, hey Siri. I don't remember what it was about. I was like, hey Siri, what's this mean? And she was like, hold on for a second, Pussy Destroyer. My dad's kind of like a vile human. Like, not like vile, but like, my dad grew
he
up.
He's a vile bit of humor.
He's like a good old boy, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
he's heard worse than that. That wasn't the
first time he's heard the word pussy.
Yeah, and so it's not like I grew up in like a very strictly religious household, and like my dad would be like, "Excuse me," like he heard it and he was like,
"Grandma fainted."
Yeah, grandma didn't hear it actually, and if she did, she
Good, she's old and can't.
She'll remember because she's old. But it's okay. Anyway,
Alzheimer's and autism. My favorite band.
It's okay. You got to make light of things. Okay, so. Yeah, so that happened, and then he was just kind of like, what'd she call you? And I was like, I don't know. I'm 24, and I can...
Wait, this was, like, this year? Or last year?
Well, it was a while ago. Or it was, like, 2 years ago or so. Okay. Cool. All right, well,
I'm listening.
All right, what are you doing?
I'm getting the game going.
Okay, thank God.
I'm going to mute the game.
Don't mention it, though. Thank you. We can't talk about it. No, we can't talk about it.
The game on the...
We can't talk about it.
Why?
Because I don't want to... Jinx.
Well, can we give predictions? Oh, because... Well, no, it's going to come out after the game?
Yeah, it's going to come out after... Oh! We could do predictions.
Okay.
No, but will that F everything up?
I don't think so. I think what's going to happen is going to happen tonight.
What if we're the goats?
We're not the goats. We're the greatest of all time at doing podcasts.
Well, no one knows what to call us then. We're goats. Goatly, yeah.
All right. Change that channel. My friend Riley texted me and said, "Wow, so I think something already happened."
What?
Is it on Fox? Okay, there we go.
I got it.
Oh, did we hit a home run already? Oh my God, Cubs are gonna win it all!
You physically, you audibly said it!
Knock on wood. Knock on wood. Oh my God. Oh my God, he's there! Oh, he's there! Oh, baby! Oh, Game 7, Chicago, let's go. Thank you for joining the Dad Podcast.
Thanks so much for listening.
What? Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Chad, your boy Hoy.
This is Cameron Weaver. Thanks, Ted.
I'm Jordan Kenyon.
For joining us on this episode 10 of the Dad Podcast.
Really quick, though. Chad, where can we find you on social media?
Yay!
Oh, come on.
It's right here.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Chad Hoy. That is Chadhoy. Cameron, where can we find you?
At LavinousCam2 on Twitter. At LavinousCam on Snapchat.
And you can find me on Twitter at JTKENYON654 and on Instagram and Snapchat at just JTKENYON.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. This has been episode 10 of the Dad Podcast. We're going to go watch the Cubbies.
We gotta. So surreal.
All right. And to all of you baby boys out there and baby girls, keep on keeping on.